Joining us now, Senator Richard Burr. Senator Burr, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good to have you with us. Now, before we get into the serious issues, football coming up, any thoughts for the preseason ACC?
Oh, gosh. the ACC's expanded so much that we've always got six teams that are probably going to be in contention for top 20 teams. But clearly, I believe my Wake Forest Demon Deacons are going to come back and be in that top half of the conference this year. But, you know, we've got some great teams that are out there, some that will repeat successes of last year. And clearly one has to look at Miami and Boston College and Florida State and State. And I believe Carolina's poised for a great year.
They might be definitely on the verge. Senator Richard Burr with us. Senator Burr, we talk a little bit, you know, you have the splashy headlines when people talk about dirty bombs and nuclear terror, also mustard gas and poisonous gas. Bioterrorism is often underreported, but when you think about just how dangerous bioterrorism can be, that's something that could scare you just as much as any of the other weapons of mass destruction.
Well, Kevin, when you watch the news today, we still see a conventional war. And we see the conventional war of missiles and planes and bombs as it relates to Israel and Lebanon today. All one has to do is think about the Katusha rockets without an explosive in the nose, but a gas in the nose. All of a sudden, the scenario changes. The affected population numbers increase at multiples that are hard to calculate, and the response is totally different. What we've tried to do is we've tried to look at the threats that exist in America that we know about, but also the ones that are around the corner that we don't know about. And we've tried to approach them from a standpoint of all hazards. Doesn't matter whether it's natural, deliberate, or accidental. Doesn't matter whether it's bioterrorism or Mother Nature with pandemic flu. We've got to have a system here that enables us to respond where we don't have to reinvent the wheel every time we have a new threat.
Senator Richard Burr with us here at News Talk 680 WPTF. You know, it sounds like a script out of 24 when you talk about these Katusha rockets and, bioterrorism-tipped warheads and such.
Well, it's so easy for it to happen because these chemical and biologic weapons are available around the world. It was one of the reasons that we felt so strongly we needed to take action in Iraq because of the existence of a program, a known intent on the part of al-Qaeda at having some type of biologic capabilities. But I think that we're susceptible to any rogue nation who has an organized program at development of chemical or biologic weapons and the need for money at seeing that product finds its way into the hands of individuals who want to commit terrorist acts. Certainly the United States probably wouldn't be concerned about Katusha rockets, but as we look at our vulnerabilities in public transportation, as we look at those confined areas of large buildings, we realize just how easy it would be if somebody intended to cause that type of harm to carry it out with chemical or biologics.
Senator Richard Burr with us here at News Talk 680 WPTF. Senator Burr, I know you're in touch with not only your constituents, members of Congress, the administration, keep you updated on the Israel-Lebanon situation. What have you heard that you can relay to us?
Well, Kevin, it's a difficult situation because Lebanon is not in control of their country. Hezbollah, which is directed out of Syria and financed out of Iran and multiple countries send weaponry into them, really do control the southern part of Lebanon. I believe that it's absolutely essential that before this conflict end, that Hezbollah leave Lebanon, that 100% of the missiles are destroyed, and that without that, it's hard to see a framework where stability and peace can come between the two countries. Right now, Israel fights a war on its northern border with Hezbollah and on its southern border in Gaza with the Palestinians. I believe that if the United States were attacked by Katusha rockets from Canada, we would probably be swifter with our response than what Israel had. And so it is difficult for me to preach that we should have the capabilities to fight the war on terror like we're fighting it, without allowing Israel to also eliminate their threats in the same way.
Senator Richard Burr with us here at News Talk 680 WPTF. Kevin Miller with you till 9. After that, Clark Howard. What about North Korea? Very dangerous place, has always been very dangerous, and they're firing rockets now.
Well, Kevin, the lesson out of North Korea is that when you allow a country to become nuclear, it reduces the options of the rest of the world at any type of constraints that may be needed for stability and peace. I think it's safe to say that our options are minimal from a standpoint of what the world can do with North Korea. We have to have the full engagement of the Chinese because of their relationship, but more importantly because of their trade with North Korea. And without the Chinese, it makes it almost impossible to eliminate that threat. If there is a threat from long-range missiles for the United States, we've got to understand that the threat in region to South Korea, where we have over 25,000 troops, to Japan, which is the second largest economy in the world, is there today. It's not a future threat. So it's very much in the Chinese interest, in the Japanese interest, in South Korean and Russian, that we solve this problem. We eliminate the testing of long-range missiles. More importantly, we get some type of framework that allows us to bring North Korea into a non-proliferation pact.
Senator Burr, as always, we appreciate it, sir.
Kevin, always good to be with you, and I hope it's as warm in North Carolina today as it is in the nation's capital.
You can rest assured on that, sir.
Thank you.